Kexel changed my life. I'm Bob Crowley. I was listening to Kite FM one night in 1969. Fifth Row Center ended, and instead of signing off, they started playing Steppenwolf and Cream and The Who. It was Alan Grimm spinning rock and roll, then Keith Williamson playing incredible string band and pentangle in the early morning hours. Christmas 1970, they changed their call letters to KEXL. I visited the station in the Menger several times, meeting Nick St. John, Johnny Solo, Don White, Skip Ducharme. I knew then what I wanted to do. I got my third-class license. Nick said, get some experience, so I did. I came back in 1973 to interview with Woody Roberts at the studios at Hemisphere, the day they told him they were going to simulcast Kite AM 12 hours a day and that he was no longer needed. They came back full-time a year later, and I finally got my chance to work at my dream station in 1976. But it wasn't the same. Management hired a consultant, and after making me music director, it became my job to implement his format. Every other song a top 40 hit. I was the guy who had to add the Starland Vocal Band's Afternoon Delight. I had to leave. A few weeks later, word came that they were sold and would go Spanish. It's funny how dreams become nightmares. But those few years of freeform Kexel radio leave a lasting legacy with me and with everyone who heard them and got turned on to a wide range of the best music ever heard on the radio. Thanks, Jay, for making a place for those Kexel memories.